Joining me live in studio this morning is Brooke Merritt. Brooke is the Executive Vice President with the Bank of Star Valley in studio today to talk about the Feed the Angel and the Angel Tree program hosted every year by the Bank of Star Valley. Brooke, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I absolutely appreciate you coming in every year to talk about these two really cool programs. Let's start with the Feed the Angels food drive. That one's going on right now. Tell us how this is working again this year.
Thank you. Yeah, this is our 12th year of doing this food drive. And so what we're doing is people can donate monetary donations at any Bank of Star Valley branch. And or you can go to a Brolam's location and donate food or bring that into the branches as well. And we will make sure that gets to the food banks. And then on top of the monetary donations, we have partnered this year with Silver Star. We're very thankful for them. And between the bank and Silver Star, we will match up to $7,000 of donations. And we're getting pretty close to that limit,
really?
But we're not quite there yet. And we would love to make sure that the three food banks get, you know, the $14,000 to help them get through the winter. And you know, with the government shut down, they got hit really hard in November. And so we're just trying to help them restock those shelves and make sure that nobody goes hungry this winter.
Now, this is the bank has always offered the match, but you said this is the first time you partnered with Silver Star on this. $7,000 goes a long, long way. And so, of course, then you match that and make it 14. I mean, that's a pretty significant amount. So what are the deadlines for people to either donate cash or food?
So we're going through next Monday, December 15th. So if you want to do the donations, please get it done before then. And that way we can make sure we have the time to get the money to the food banks. And if they need to order it, you know, before Christmas, or if it's something they need after the Christmas, we just want to make sure that they have it so that nobody goes hungry. And it will be split equally amongst the three food banks here in the Valley. And they're in dire needs.
Absolutely. So again, you can make those donations through December 15th. That's this upcoming Monday at any Brolam's or Bank of Star Valley location for Feed the Angels. Anything else on Feed the Angels we missed, Brooke?
No, I think that's it. Just if you're thinking about doing something, this is a great way to double your money.
Absolutely. So that program continues for the next week through December 15th. And Brooke Merritt in studio this morning with the Bank of Star Valley. And of course, you always do the Angel Tree program as well. Tell us how things have gone so far this year with this.
So the Angel Tree program is something the bank has done for the last 30 years. And every year we begin November 1st, start taking Angel Tree applications for any, you know, families that are in need and know that they're going to need a little extra help this Christmas season. Now, the deadline to get on the Angel Tree has come and gone. And so that ends the Friday after Thanksgiving every year. So I just want to make sure that people remember that. But this year we have 189 angels on our Angel Tree. And if somebody wants to adopt one, they can go to our website and there's a bright red banner at the top you can click on and it shows you the angels. Now, luckily, we've been doing this for, you know, the last month and we only have one angel left. So we're really hoping that somebody will adopt this child and we can make sure that they have a good Christmas. For those of you that don't like to shop and you're like, I want to help, but I don't want to do any of that, you can donate money to any Bank of Star Valley branch. And we will do the shopping for you. I have a lot of ladies that like to shop.
Reluctantly,
so.
Right? Yes.
If they have to, yes. So that's always a great way to donate. And then there's also a lot of people like the library this year, the Star Valley Branch Library, they're doing a book and toy drive. And so you can just buy, you know, books or toys. You can drop it off there. You can drop it off at the bank. They are doing that to help us supplement any Christmas stuff. That way, you know, we make sure every child gets plenty and has a wonderful Christmas.
That's really incredible that you had over 100 angels this year, and as of today, as of right now, just one left to be adopted. I mean, it really just speaks to the generosity of the community. I'm sure you see that every year you do this.
Oh, I am always amazed at the generosity of the people of this valley. There are such good people that want to take care of their neighbors, and they just want to make sure that, you know, people feel loved and that they're not alone at Christmas time, and this is a great way to do that. For those of you that have adopted an angel, just a quick reminder, I need all those gifts back to the bank by next Wednesday, the 17th, and then the gift pickup will be on the 20th of December down at the fairgrounds, and so that's always a pretty amazing display of gifts when we get it all organized and sorted through.
That's very cool. Brooke Merritt with the Bank of Star Valley. And again, the Angel Tree adoption going on now. You can find details at BOSV.com and need those back no later than the 17th of December. Brooke, this program, of course, is all anonymous and everything like that with the angels that are adopted. But maybe you could share if there's an experience or maybe just generally explain what this program has meant to you and the staff at the Bank of Star Valley as you put it together over these last handful of years.
You know, yeah, it is. It is definitely anonymous. There's only actually a couple of us at the bank that ever even sees the list, right? Because even most of our employees don't know. But it's amazing. Every year when we're handing out gifts, there will be someone that'll come in and, I mean, they will be brought to tears because it's just been such a rough year or they're going through something really hard. And just the generosity of the people of this valley, you know, taking care of them. And actually last year I had someone come in and adopt an angel at the bank. And she had told me, she goes, you know, a few years ago I was on this list because we had a cancer situation in their family and just didn't have the money for Christmas. And then she's like, we have got past that now and they were in a much better financial place. And so she was going to give back. And it just really is awesome to be able to help people. I mean, it's a great way to get that Christmas spirit feeling in your heart, you know, and it's a great way to get your families involved. You know, how fun is it to take your kids to go buy gifts for somebody else?
Absolutely. So, and again, if this final angel's adopted and you still want to participate, then you'll always take those cash donations, right?
Yes, we will. We always make sure that everybody's taken care of and we try to make sure everything's pretty equal, you know, it's for families with multiple children. And so, yeah, we will take cash donations, or if you're out shopping and you just see some toy that looks super fun, feel free to buy it and drop it off at the bank and we'll make sure it goes to an age-appropriate child.
That's Brooke Merritt with the Bank of Star Valley. Feed the Angels and Adopt an Angel programs continue this year. Brooke, thank you so much for putting this on for the community. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.